You'll hear a radio interview with a man called Greg Hunter, who is the editor of a sports magazine. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Every 4 years, the National Sports Commission does a survey on how the media cover women's sport. This year's report, released last month, shows that only 4% of newspaper stories are about women's sport. But why does women's sport get such a raw deal? Today I'm talking to Greg Hunter, the editor of Today's Sport magazine. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Amanda. You know, people in the media don't see a difference between men and women's sport. In other words, we don't say, oh, this is a sports story about women, so we won't publish it. Usually, if we don't publish, it's because it's a minority sport and very few people do it, or very few readers have an interest in it. It's got nothing to do with whether the sport is being played by men or women.
Well, Greg, I don't know that you could really call netball, for example, a minority sport. I mean, the Netball Association estimates that every week over 1 million women in the UK play netball. Is that a minority sport?
Okay. A lot of people say that, and say that it's not fair for women that we don't write anything about netball in newspaper and magazines. But if you use that argument, then we'd be doing lots of articles about fishing and other big participation sports. As I said, it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that it's women. It's not even about how many people play it. For us, it's about how many people want to read about it.
So what's the ratio of male to female readers on your magazine?
About 4 men for every woman, and that's up maybe 5% from 2 or 3 years ago.
Why don't more women read your magazine? Do you think that a lot of women are turned off it because it is male-oriented?
Oh, without a doubt, Amanda.
And do you think women actually want a sports magazine aimed solely at women?
Absolutely, I think, for sure. If we look at the sports magazines on the market at the moment, they're definitely more for the male sporty person than the female sporty person. So I think, yeah, there's a gap in the market for a sports magazine aimed at women who take sport seriously and want to read about sport and learn more about sport on all levels.
So in your experience, what do women want out of a sports magazine?
I think women readers care more about the human side of stories. They like to know about what's behind a sports person. For example, top female tennis players with children find life very difficult. They have to travel all the time to international tournaments, and that means they hardly ever see them. Whenever we run an article about this kind of thing, it's very popular with our women readers.
Moving away from magazines for a moment, the Sports Commission report also says that in the last 4 years, television coverage of women's sports has actually decreased. Women's sports received only 6% of total TV time available for sport last year, compared to 9% 4 years ago. Why should that be?
Okay, I have to admit that one of the reasons women receive little media coverage is that most sports reporting is done by men. I heard there are about 600 members of the Sports Journalist Association of Great Britain, but only around 60 are women. Perhaps if women were more involved in sports journalism, there'd be better coverage of women's sport. But anyway, there have been some improvements in how women's sports are shown on TV.
Really?
Yes, of course. For example, last year, the Women's Football World Cup was shown on a number of TV channels. There are more sports channels than ever now, so a lot of big women's events are getting shown. And in the future, it'll be possible to see a lot of minority sports on cable or satellite channels. So that's progress, and I feel that a little further down the line.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Every 4 years, the National Sports Commission does a survey on how the media cover women's sport. This year's report, released last month, shows that only 4% of newspaper stories are about women's sport. But why does women's sport get such a raw deal? Today I'm talking to Greg Hunter, the editor of Today's Sport magazine. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Amanda. You know, people in the media don't see a difference between men and women's sport. In other words, we don't say, oh, this is a sports story about women, so we won't publish it. Usually, if we don't publish, it's because it's a minority sport and very few people do it, or very few readers have an interest in it. It's got nothing to do with whether the sport is being played by men or women.
Well, Greg, I don't know that you could really call netball, for example, a minority sport. I mean, the Netball Association estimates that every week over 1 million women in the UK play netball. Is that a minority sport?
Okay. A lot of people say that, and say that it's not fair for women that we don't write anything about netball in newspaper and magazines. But if you use that argument, then we'd be doing lots of articles about fishing and other big participation sports. As I said, it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that it's women. It's not even about how many people play it. For us, it's about how many people want to read about it.
So what's the ratio of male to female readers on your magazine?
About 4 men for every woman, and that's up maybe 5% from 2 or 3 years ago.
Why don't more women read your magazine? Do you think that a lot of women are turned off it because it is male-oriented?
Oh, without a doubt, Amanda.
And do you think women actually want a sports magazine aimed solely at women?
Absolutely, I think, for sure. If we look at the sports magazines on the market at the moment, they're definitely more for the male sporty person than the female sporty person. So I think, yeah, there's a gap in the market for a sports magazine aimed at women who take sports seriously and want to read about sport and learn more about sport on all levels.
So in your experience, what do women want out of a sports magazine?
I think women readers care more about the human side of stories. They like to know about what's behind a sports person. For example, top female tennis players with children find life very difficult. They have to travel all the time to international tournaments, and that means they hardly ever see them. Whenever we run an article about this kind of thing, it's very popular with our women readers.
Moving away from magazines for a moment, the Sports Commission report also says that in the last 4 years, television coverage of women's sports has actually decreased. Women's sports received only 6% of total TV time available for sport last year, compared to 9% 4 years ago. Why should that be?
Okay, I have to admit that one of the reasons women receive little media coverage is that most sports reporting is done by men. I heard there are about 600 members of the Sports Journalist Association of Great Britain, but only around 60 are women. Perhaps if women were more involved in sports journalism, there'd be better coverage of women's sport. But anyway, there have been some improvements in how women's sports are shown on TV.
Really?
Yes, of course. For example, last year, the Women's Football World Cup was shown on a number of TV channels. There are more sports channels than ever now, so a lot of big women's events are getting shown. And in the future, it'll be possible to see a lot of minority sports on cable or satellite channels. So that's progress, and I feel that a little further down the line.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.